go away, kids. It's story time.
Boys and girls for Jesus. This our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus. Home and school, at play and everywhere. We'll tell the world of life in Jesus. He is all our song. There is all you need in Jesus. Won't you come along?
Well, hi there. Come on in. I am Uncle Charlie, and this is Children's Bible Hour Storytime. Now, sometimes we have stories that are, well, they're more teaching than excitement. Today, we've got an exciting story. In fact, even the title is exciting. It's called Escape from Death, and it's based on a true incident. Are you ready for the story? I'm going to make you wait a little while. First, we're going to have a good song. Listen. I won't tease you anymore. After that good music, we'll have our exciting story, Escape from Death.
It was Saturday, July 7th, a date forever stamped on my mind. My husband, Rhett, had left 5 days earlier for a teaching and evangelistic trip to the primitive villages in the Pajano Mountains, west of the Peruvian jungle of Chicosa, where we lived. Life here was much different from what we had known in the States. There were no roads into our Campa village. Our one source of contact with the outside world was our two-way radio, which connected us with our missionary pilots and their wives, the Dave Simmonses and Ken McCunes. But in this isolated village, without modern conveniences like electricity and indoor plumbing, my husband Rhett, our 4 children, and I were happy, for we were serving the Lord Jesus.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, dear John! Happy birthday to you!
And it has been a happy birthday, hasn't it, John?
Sure has. Even if Daddy's not here. But like I told him, it's okay. It's worth it for him to tell the campus about Jesus.
Blow up the candles, John. Can you blow up 8 candles with one breath?
Of course.
Yay, he did it! Now, I'll cut the cake.
Mother, I'm going to walk home with Ephraim.
All right, but it will soon be dark, so be careful and hurry back.
Okay, Mom.
I don't feel good, Mommy. My belly itches.
Let me see. Why, these little blisters look like... Oh, no. Esther, I think you have chicken pox.
Chicken pox? Did I get them from a chicken?
Oh, no, honey. That's just the name given to this disease. Lots of boys and girls get it. Why don't you lie down, Esther? I think you have a little fever, too. Esther went to lie down, and I sat down to rest a bit. But soon, The screen door burst open, and John stumbled in.
I don't want to die, Mommy. I don't want to die. Oh, Mommy, help me.
What's the matter, John? What happened? Why are you walking like that?
A snake. A snake bit my foot. See, here, right here.
Oh, no. Come over here by the window so I can see better. Did you see the snake, son? What was it?
A bushmaster.
A bushmaster?
Oh, Mommy, am I going to die? I don't want to die.
Lie down here, John, and keep calm. The Lord will take care of you. I'm going to call out on the radio for help.
But, Mommy, it's too late. They won't be on standby.
Oh, that's right. Well, I'll try anyway. But if they don't answer, I'll send for Pastor Rogelio and the village leaders. They'll know what to do. I'll check our medical manuals, too. Oh, Pastor Rogelio, these medical manuals are no help.
Mm.
They give conflicting directions. I know I shouldn't cut the poison flesh, but I don't know what I should do.
I will go for the health promoter at the mouth of the river. He should have some antivenin serum.
And I'll pray. Let's pray together right now before you go.
All right.
Father, I thank you for our son John. Thank you for the privilege of serving you in this land. Now, dear Lord, please, please give me wisdom and guidance. Show me what to do. Spare John's life.
He could not come. The health promoter is ill. He cannot help us. Do you want to go out by canoe?
No, that would take 8 hours.
Mm.
It's too long and too dangerous. We'll have to wait until morning when medical help can be reached. We'll pray for John. I'll give him an antibiotic, and we'll trust the Lord. That was the longest night of my life. Esther was running 105-degree temperature. I went from John to Esther singing, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus," as much to myself as to the children. A little after dawn, Pastor Rogelio was at the door to pray with me again. After he left, I checked on John.
Mom, is it morning yet?
Yes, dear. The sun is coming up. How are you?
I don't know. I think I'm going to be all right. My foot feels hot and heavy.
Now that it's getting light, let me look at it, John. It's discolored some and hard. The swelling has moved up past your ankle. But it could be much worse. Let me read something to you, son. I want to read from Acts 28, starting at verse 3. Let's see. But when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, a viper came out because of the heat and fastened on his hand. So when the natives saw the creature hanging from his hand, they said to one another, "No doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he has escaped the sea, yet justice does not allow to live." But he shook off the creature into the fire and suffered no harm. However, they were expecting that he would swell up or suddenly fall down dead. But after they had looked for a long time and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god.
Paul should have died, but he didn't?
That's right, son. And we serve the same God that Paul served. John, I believe he will spare your life too. I radioed the South American missionary to report John's snake bite very early that morning. They tried calling the Wycliffe Bible Translators base, but there was no answer. While the villagers attended church, I waited for my call to be returned, and I read the Bible. Psalm 68:19 through 20 spoke to my heart. Blessed be the Lord who daily bears our burden, the God who is our salvation. God is to us a God of deliverances. and to God the Lord belong escapes from death. Peace flooded my heart. I was certain that John would live. This is Station Chicosa. Cheryl Bragg speaking. Come in.
This is Nurse Janie Benkert, Cheryl. It can take up to 48 hours for a person to react to the poison of the Bushmaster, so John needs immediate medical attention. Dave Simmons is coming in the plane to take you to Yarinacocha, the Wycliffe base. Be ready to leave.
The plane, it is here. I will carry John. You bring the girls.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Rogelio. And thank you, Lord.
John, are you awake, son?
Oh, Dad, when did you get back? And how did you get here? I'm so glad to see you.
Well, and I'm glad to see you, son. When I got back to the village, they told me what had happened. I radioed the mission station and hitchhiked a ride on Dave Simmons' plane. I understand you gave your mother quite a scare.
I'm all right now. I wish they let me up.
Oh, no. The doctor says you have to stay in bed for 2 weeks to prevent gangrene or infection, you know. You don't want to lose a leg or be handicapped the rest of your life.
I know, but I'm sure I'm tired of this old bed. Tell me about your trip in the mountains.
Well, son, your birthday wish came true. Many of the people in the camp of villages gave their hearts to Jesus. Hey, let me tell you about one boy that
We praise God for delivering our only son from the serpent's bite. Truly to him alone belong escapes from death.
Be not dismayed, whate'er betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you.
Now, does today's story mean that every sick missionary child gets well? No, sometimes missionary children die. Does that mean God hasn't answered prayer? Hasn't healed? No, not really. For you see, when a Christian person dies, he goes to be with Jesus. And that's really complete healing, isn't it? We need to be ready to say with the Apostle Paul, "For me to live is Christ, to die is gain." Before we go, a quick reminder that we continue to publish our daily devotional for children called Keys for Kids, and if you'll write and ask for it, we'll be glad to send you a copy. And you can request to be put on the mailing list if you'd like. Ask for Keys for Kids and send that request to Storytime, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan 49501. It's free for those living in the U.S. and Canada, $2 per book for those outside to help with postage expenses. The mailing address again, Storytime, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan 49501. Goodbye now.